Hey guys, so I am back with a new episode here on this last day of February before we enter a brand new month, starting a brand new month of new adventures, new beginning, fresh starts. I always love the beginning of new months because you have another chance to start over, a new mindset, a fresh month. And I always try not to bring in last month's problems into a new month. And if it somewhat lingers into the new month, I try to think of different ways to handle those situations that come at hand and balance out those situations so it doesn't feel like I'm dragging and carrying in old situations, problems, unexpected events into the new month. And I realized that in the previous months, because we're still in the new year, it's only about to be the third month, which means it's still pretty early in the year. I realized that like January for me was a month of, you know, reflection, and January had a lot of December 2021 stuff into it that still came into January. And then as I sorted out January, you know, I was able to come into February a little bit better than I was in January. Because if you were keeping up on my episodes, you know that I had COVID in December and January. So January for me was the greatest month. And then February, I tried to start off anew. And February was way better than January, I will admit. But it still had some stuff into it where I didn't. And I would say what I didn't like about February was that the way I handled situations, the way I went about certain situations. And I've started to realize that a lot of things that happen in my life, and I know others can relate, can be changed simply by the way we handle our emotions towards it, if that makes sense. A lot of times, most of the stress that comes from the way we respond to things and not the way life really is. So doing little things like adjusting your attitude can leave stress behind, because a lot of times situations happen and, you know, we overthink it, we overstress it, we overanalyze it, you know, we get so negative about it, not realizing that if we respond in a more positive way, we will have a more positive outcome, and we will realize how stressful the situation may not even be. And a lot of times, things happen in life where unexpected events happen and we just get so stressed, like, oh my God, here's another thing that's going on. Or we just get so stressed out immediately from a situation that happens. And we don't realize that if we take the time out to really think about the situation, you know, say to yourself, okay, here's a situation that happened unexpectedly being presented to me. Ask yourself the question, what can I do differently this time around so that this situation doesn't become such a burden, become such a stressor, become such a conflicting issue in my life, you know, so that my life doesn't have to just stop to tend to just this one situation. I can still go forward with my life and be happy and move forward and be positive with the situation still at hand. You know, I don't have to just put a pause on my life, a permanent pause at least on my life, and tend to just this one situation and forget that life is still supposed to be lived. And as adults, you know, especially, you know, being adults, we have situations that happen unexpected all the time, like car trouble, an unexpected bill that came out that we forgot to pay or came about that wasn't on our radar. And then we realized that, okay, now it's a big priority. I have to pay it ASAP. Anything, you know, car trouble, like I said, you unexpectedly having transportation issues and you have to come up with a certain amount of money unexpectedly, like any type of situational thing, or if you have kids and, you know, they got sick and you have to go to the emergency room because it was an urgent situation, and then you have to pay a medical bill. You know, medical bills are always unexpected expenses. Cars are always unexpected expenses. Anything could be an unexpected expense. You may need a coat. You may need a new pair of shoes. You know, anything could be an unexpected expense. And when you unexpectedly have to spend, it becomes stressful, because now that money that you probably save for a rainy day has to be spent unexpectedly. So now you have to, and maybe you'd even have rainy day funds. Maybe you have to tap into funds that you didn't even plan to spend because you didn't budget. You didn't budget that into your expenses for the month. And now you have to just find a way to, you know, pay for that unexpected situation. Or just the stress at work you could have, where, you know, somebody called out and then your workload becomes twice the amount than you expected for that day, you know? So it's just, it could be anything that could be, you know, unexpected situation in your life where you have to come up with plan B, you know, or you just planning out your life to the T so that you want this, this, and this at this month, at this time, by this age, by this year, and then things don't go according to plan because, for example, you have an unexpected health issue, or your family has an unexpected, a family member has an unexpected health issue that you have to be a part of and, you know, be present for, or a loss of a job, or, you know, any situation that becomes unexpected, you know, can change your life at any given moment. So you have to learn how to deal with those situations without allowing it to overcome you mentally, because it all starts in the mental. You know, if something becomes presented to you in front of you and you mentally are stressing, you will start to attract and come up with different scenarios in your head for a situation that hasn't even fully happened yet, you know? And when you start to stress or think negatively or overthink, you will start to realize that you will attract nothing but negative outcomes in every situation in your life. And I believe that I am living proof of it. You know, there's plenty of times where a situation happened, I start thinking negatively, I start dwelling, I start all the negative things, you know, that you could think of, I start thinking, and then I start realizing that everything starts to happen in that way. Like, I could wake up late or in a bad mood, and instead of meditating and preventing myself from staying in that bad mood, I just have a bad mood, leaving the house with the bad mood. Then what happens next? My trains is delayed. Then what happens after that? I'm late. Then what happens after that? I'm late to work, so I'm rushing. And then I'm mad because I'm late and I had to rush to work. So then after that, I have an attitude during the day. And then what happens after that? A customer has a bad attitude, and that I attract that attitude. I attract that negative person because I am myself being negative. And then it just becomes, you know, a rippling effect where you keep attracting these negative scenarios because you started off your day being negative because you decided, because it's ultimately a choice, you decided to put yourself and present yourself to the world in that way. And honestly, you know, faking it until you making it can take you but so far. And I say this because, you know, I saw a recent post on social media where a woman said, you know, Hood Healer, to be exact. If you're not familiar with her, she's a great astrologist and just a good, positive, motivational person who has insight onto the world in a different way. And she always says these things that make you think. So one of the things she said was, faking it till you make it doesn't always work because, you know, your mind knows that it's being negative. And if you're not being genuine and you're just faking it and you're not genuinely feeling the way you want to, then that will show, you know, it will show and people will see it. And you can't always put makeup on wounds. You know, you can't always cover, you know, thinking, okay, like I look tired and I feel tired, so I'm going to put makeup on so I won't appear tired. Like, you will start to not remember things, and you will start to forget things, and you will start to get agitated and angry because you haven't gotten any sleep. And it may appear that you got it all together, and it may appear that everything is going well, but internally you don't feel that way, and it will eventually start to show. So you can't fake it until you make it all the time, you know, only to a certain extent that works. And those extents could be where you're in the workplace and you don't really get along, you know, with a person, and you know that that person is just going to be how they are. So in order to make your day go better, you can try to coexist with that person, you know, in order to just make the day goes by faster, knowing, okay, I have to work around this person 9 hours of my day, 5 days out the week, and you know, there's but so much I could do because we both have to work here. So you know that you have to do and change certain ways about how you go about handling that situation, that person in your day. You can go to work. You can't just go to work and just be a bitch and not talk to that person. You know, you have to have some type of professionalism in the workplace, whether or not you like a person or not. You know, it's about business. It's about your money. So you have to do what's best for you in order to get through that day. So sometimes it does require faking it till you make it. But eventually that person is going to piss you off and remind you of the reasons why you don't like them, you know, and you'll be like, damn, like, you know, I can't do this. But it's like, that's why I said, to a certain extent, you can fake it until you make it. So trying to mask your emotions, in other words, and, you know, say, okay, I'm okay, but you're really not okay, is going to get you but so far. You know, you have to take the time out to acknowledge those feelings and acknowledge the situation that you have at hand. And if you realize that, okay, this situation happened and I can't do anything because, you know, I can't really do much because it already has happened, what can I do to make the situation better going forward? How can I change my attitude? How can I change my attitude to deal with this situation so that I can live, I can function, I can show up every day and not dwell and be so negative? And maybe, you know, the situation could even become better. And the situation can be, you know, fixed faster. Because instead of acting in, you know, such a negative mindset and attitude and feeling like, you know, giving yourself self-pity and saying, why me? What can I do to make the situation work for me? How, you know, say if you have an unexpected, you know, financial situation. Instead of stressing about it, think of ways you could either, you know, face the situation at hand by speaking to, you know, if it's a creditor or something, you know, speaking to them and setting up a payment plan if you don't have the full amount of money at hand. Maybe you can borrow money from a friend or a family member. If you don't, you know, want to do that, because sometimes you could be prideful like myself, you know, then you have to think of the payment plan situation, because taking out a loan or something may not always be the first answer. But if you're at a place where you can take out a loan to fix your situation, if it's where it's very severe, like you owe thousands of dollars and you need a big amount of money quickly, think of taking out a loan that maybe you can afford to pay. Don't take out more than what you can handle. Because a lot of times when we are in distress and we're panicking, we panic and we act in panic mode and we do things abruptly and we don't really take time out to really think. And then when you act out of, you know, distress and panic mode, you do things, you know, spontaneously, and it may affect you in the long run. So that's why it's important that when situations at hand come into your life, you take the time out to really sit, and not too long, you know, because you don't want to think about it for way too long, you know. Think about, okay, what can I do right now to change my situation so I won't be stressed out, so that I'm not overthinking, worrying, carrying on to my day, lashing out. And if you could talk to someone, talking to people can help the situation, because you can get advice from someone else. If you don't want to talk, maybe writing down, journaling about how you feel could also help you just get it out. Because sometimes you need to just get it out. Because a lot of times we think we're alone in situations, and we realize that we're not really alone, because people are going through the same, if not worse, situations than we're currently going through. A lot of times we think we're the only ones in the world that's struggling financially, or have an unexpected bill, or just going through that situation. And that is totally not the truth. People are going through way worse situations, or way similar situations, or have been through that situation, and us, and you just being, you know, letting the pride go, letting the ego go, and saying, I need help, I need advice. You could see how quickly your situation can shift by someone could just offering you a helping hand. And if not a helping hand, a helping word. Because sometimes just hearing someone else's perspective on how they dealt with the situation can make us feel less stressed, because we're like, wow, like, I'm not the only one dealing with this. Someone has dealt with this or currently dealing with this. So I don't feel embarrassed. I don't feel ashamed. You will not be gifted or rewarded or complimented for faking and pretending that you got it all together. People respect realness. People respect authenticness. So if you just out here acting like faking the funk, acting like you got it all together, acting like you're not going through anything, it will start to show. It will start to show. Eventually, it will start to show. Either in your face, you know, your facial expressions, your emotions will start to pour through your pores. People like me who sense and can pick up on vibes and energies, other people can, you know, are spiritually connected and can pick up on vibes and energies and can pick up that you're not okay. My best friend always knows that I'm not okay. I could go days without talking to her because I'm in my hermit mode, and she'll text me like, are you okay? Because I feel like you're not okay. The same thing with my mom. Are you okay? Because I feel like you're not okay. The same way with my boyfriend. You don't seem to be okay. What's wrong? You know, people will sense when you're not okay. And I'm that type of person. Like, I can easily sense when someone's not okay, because I'm an energy person. So when someone's not okay, it throws me off. And I'm so sensitive to energies that it makes me feel like, when someone's feeling sad around me, I start to feel sad. When someone's being negative around me, I start to be negative. So when I sense that ahead of time, I like to draw away, remove myself from them rooms, remove myself from them energies, because I cannot afford to be in negative spaces for too long. You know, it's enough that life is going to hit you where it hurts and hit you with situations that you didn't expect on any given day. So if I can avoid situations and I can have control over avoiding from entering negative rooms, I will avoid that. Because when I wake up tomorrow, I may be presented with a situation that I wasn't expecting, and I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle that situation. So what you can control, try to control. And you can control your attitude towards the situation, and you will easily see how that situation can turn out to work for you and the better. And how bad that situation may not even be. It's just the way you chose to handle it. So the first thing I would advise to do is, when the next situation is thrown at you unexpectedly, change your attitude. Instead of stressing, say, you know what? Thank you, universe, for putting a situation in my life, because How I handle the situation will show me how to handle the next situation. And I will not allow myself to stress out because this is not a stressful situation. This is a learning experience, and I will handle it with grace. And I will weigh out all the positive things that I can do instead of thinking about all the negative things that are in front of me. I will change any negative thing that comes to my mind with the situation in front of me and turn it into a positive. And think of all the good things and think of all the positive things and all the great things I can do to shift this matter to work in my favor and not stress in my life and cause stress in my life. And I know this is something that a lot of people can relate to because we all go through shit, but we can change our attitude towards these situations to work for us. And I hope this message resonates with you and is something that you can relate to and something you have gone through in this month of February or January. And just know that we're not going into March doing the same things and handling situations in the same negative mindsets. We're going into the new month with thinking positively, not stressing, and allowing ourselves to analyze the situation and see what we can do differently this time around to make it work for us. I hope you guys love this episode, and I look forward to new content, new episodes for the month of March. See you soon.